My name is Jeff Leasley, and I played a debt collector. I don't think he had a name, but he was a debt collector. I don't remember going for an audition or anything. Funny enough, it was an offer. I just changed agents actually, and my new agent was working quite hard just to try and get me as much work as possible. And I think she rang around a few production companies or people she knew, and it came straight through. I can't remember actually who directed the episode, unfortunately. But he very kindly, obviously, accepted the recommendation that came along. But it was great. No, it was a very nice surprise. I actually managed to get a couple of jobs offered to me. One of those, and in fact, a part in Only Fools and Horses around the same time, which again was just a straight offer, which was absolutely, I was delighted about. You know, yeah, my scene was done in the studio. At BBC Wood Lane. And in those days, they had, because it was a sitcom, what you used to do in those days, we used to rehearse it for about a week. And BBC had rehearsal rooms at the time. They don't have them anymore, unfortunately, but they were at North Acton. And there was sort of a large building where the... on each floor, there were, I think, three rehearsal rooms, and then they had a sort of cafe at the top. And that's where you sort of met a lot of colleagues and sometimes got a bit of work, you know, because you'd bump into people. Unfortunately, it doesn't really happen like that anymore. Even sitcoms, they get a bit of rehearsal, but not very much. But in those days, you know, you were able to rehearse it for most of the week. I think if I remember rightly, we started on a Monday and we rehearsed until Friday, and then we went into the studio on Friday and actually filmed it on Friday night in front of a live audience. But we had a lot of fun rehearsing. I mean, but the one thing I remember about it at the time was we played a lot of cricket in the rehearsal room, actually, with a tennis ball, and somebody brought a cricket bat in. So at lunchtime and things like that, we used to enjoy playing cricket, which was great fun. I mean, and the regular cast were all great and very welcoming. It's always a bit intimidating, as you can imagine, when you go into a show that's been running for a while. But they were all wonderfully welcoming, and fortunately, I can play a bit of cricket, so they embraced my cricket skills. I'm not sure about my acting skills, but they certainly embraced my cricket skills. Who would I choose of the cast members? Well, they're all great. I mean, it's very difficult to me, to be honest, you know. But I mean, unfortunately, Simon wasn't in the one that I did. I always admired him as an actor. Died far too young, of course, but unfortunately, he wasn't around. But everybody else was lovely, really. I mean, it's a difficult question to ask because I mean, they were all fun. It was a great show, you know. Great fun to do, and they're all amazing characters, and it worked a treat. Do I remember what the scene's about? I mean, I'm a debt collector, so I was obviously after a debt of some kind, but I'm I still don't have the script. I mean, it was so many years ago, of course, but I mean, I think it was a misunderstanding. I'm sure he didn't have a debt, but I had to go in and try and claim it off him anyway, and I can't remember who, somebody else was in it. It wasn't just him between him and me, I think. I can't remember actually. But I mean, as I say, it's so difficult. I remember generally, because it's got to be, I don't know, it's got to be, what, 40 years ago or something crazy. I even had dark hair then. So, no, unfortunately, I don't remember much. I just remember it working rather well. You know, we got a few laughs and from the live audience, which was always very encouraging, and it's a bit nerve-wracking. You can imagine, you know, I know you can always do the take again, but you're under pressure to do the first take, really, because if you're doing a comedy, it's very difficult to recreate it again, because, you know, the audience obviously laughed the first time because it's the first time they've heard it, but to ask them to laugh again, you know, fortunately, I think we got it in one take, if I remember rightly. But I probably would remember that, wouldn't I? And it depends on what channel it's on. I think obviously if it's repeated on terrestrial television, then you get a very good fee back. Unfortunately, you know, if it's on Gold or any of the satellite channels, then it doesn't seem to be as much. But it's it'll go toward a gas bill or something like that. So yes, I mean we do get repeat fees and things, so which is great, you know. And I mean, particularly if you're an actor of my age, because in those days the contracts were more secure than they are now. You know, they tend to have what they call buyouts now. So you know, the initial fee might be a little bit more than it might, you know, comparatively than it was then. But it's something like Ivy High, which is repeated, you know, relatively frequently on even on Gold and things like that. They add up, and it's always a nice surprise when it comes through. So you just think, oh, how nice. But as I say, for the youngsters, it's not as much fun or as good or as lucrative for them. But I mean, and of course it depends. I mean, if the show that you're doing is very popular, which of course Heidi High was, I mean, you do tend to get more repeats, and that's, you know, it's very nice. And it's, as I say, it's always a nice surprise, because you suddenly get an email from your agent, you know, with a little top up, and you go, oh, very nice. Well, I mean, I don't remember, as I said, any bloopers I can share. I mean, I've probably done many bloopers over the years, and the best way of getting away with it is usually it's obviously in front of a live audience, it's very difficult, but if you're doing something filming or something like that, then if you really want to make sure that, you know, you get another chance to do it again, then it's usually a good idea to curse. and of course, they won't show it then. I don't remember on that, on Heidi High, when I did Heidi High. No, as I say, we were very fortunate. We were able to get it in one take. So there were no bloopers, certainly, on that. I can't really be specific about other programs. They do tend to be on film. I mean, obviously, if it's a live, then, you know, you're not going to curse or anything like that. You're just going to have to say, oh, whoops-a-daisy. I don't know, whatever. But usually, I mean, the irony is, if you're doing it in front of a live audience, they do make a mistake, they love it, you know. But as a professional actor, you're a bit cross with yourself, because that's the last thing you want to do, is to, you know, forget your lines or knock something over or, you know, do something stupid. But as I say, there's nothing an audience usually like more than, you know, than making a mess of it. And I know that's happened on other programs. You know, no question about that, because I mean, that's Dennis Norden made a program out of it all. But plenty of them. But I don't think I ever featured in any of his programs, fortunately. Towards the end of the, I don't know in which order they came, but I was never asked to go into any other one. So maybe I might have done it in one take, but perhaps my performance wasn't good enough for them to thought, you know, we'll have him in something else. But it's always difficult, of course. I mean, I know what it's like. I've got friends of mine who are in lots of other shows, and I mean, they're doing very well out of repeats and stuff, which is great. I mean, and so am I, because I mean, I've done, you know, quite a few series and things over the years and episodes of stuff, and it can be, as I say, quite lucrative, and you get a nice little surprise coming through, which is great, considering what's going on in the world at the moment. You know, there's not much earning going on. I mean, thank goodness I've got my pension now. And, you know, the odd repeats obviously top that up. But it's, as I say, it's the young actors I worry about, because there's really nothing for them. You know, in the old days, if you were out of work, you could get a job in a pub or something like that. But, I mean, you can't even do that these days. No pubs open. But, I mean, having said that, I do admire the youngsters. I mean, they're very innovative. They come up with amazing ideas and do things like that. So, I mean, I'd hate to be a young actor now, to be honest, because I'm not sure I'd be bright enough to do what they're up to. They're incredibly clever and really innovative, as I say. I'm so pleased. I mean, fortunately, theatre and television will keep going, down to them, fortunately, because of, and their innovation, you know, which is great. On the night, I mean, everybody's nervous. Even, you know, people like Ruth Madoc, who've been doing it all the time. And, you know, they were all there, you know, in the wings waiting and being a bit nervous together. We were all together, you know, good luck and all that before you go on. And of course, Felix Bonnes used to do the warm-up. He used to do the warm-up of it. And so, he used to warm the audience up by, taking a few gags and things like that first. And they were fortunately warmed up by the time we got on to do our stuff. But it was always a bit worrying because, he's usually very clever and very funny and everybody's warmed up and laughing. So you think, oh, my goodness, I've got to follow that and see what happens. But I don't know, with comedy, I think the secret is to play the truth. And so, the comedy's in the writing. And if you actually just tell the truth and the script, and hopefully the humour will come. And it certainly did. I mean, as I say, we got quite a few laughs, and it was great fun. And it's always a wonderful feeling when you make an audience laugh. You know, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Thank you very much, Andrew. Very nice of you to ask me, and I'm glad we got through it without any internet problems.